That's the sound of Sitka's wastewater flowing into the treatment plant on Japonski Island. And while it may not sound all that pretty, what we wash down the drain can provide some clues to how Sitka is faring amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Sitka's environmental superintendent, Shiloh Williams, says that once a week, a machine pulls a liter of water from the wastewater stream.
We collect it in a sample container and we put it in a cooler and we ship it up to the lab.
That cooler is sent to Dr. Brandon Briggs' office. He's an associate professor who runs a research lab at the University of Alaska, Anchorage.
So what we're trying to do is find just particles, viral particles that are within the wastewater. So when somebody's been infected, we found that some of that virus is actually shed into the wastewater. And so we can actually go through and start trying to detect that.
His team is partnering with Dr. Eric Borst, a virologist who has studied coronaviruses for over a decade. Briggs says that in May, the lab began collecting wastewater data from communities around the state, first focusing on Anchorage and Fairbanks. And what they found in the wastewater lined up with the number of cases being reported by the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. When there were lulls on the state's coronavirus dashboard, Briggs' team saw the amount of viral particles in the wastewater taper off too. And when they saw spikes,
we were actually able to track that within the wastewater. So the amount that was being tested through clinical testing, we were able to track that quite well with in the wastewater.
Briggs hopes they can use the information to help communities predict and prepare for new COVID-19 waves before the hospitals start seeing rising case counts.
We should be able to see the virus within the wastewater a couple of days before usually somebody goes and gets clinically tested for it.
But the test does have its limits. Briggs says how much of the virus a person sheds tends to change throughout the course of an infection, and one recent study showed some people may not shed the virus into wastewater at all. And there's a threshold. There have to be a certain number of cases in a community before Briggs' team will be able to detect the virus in their samples.
So everybody's kind of depositing into the sewer system. To be able to detect that, it can't be diluted that much. If it's diluted more than 100 viral particles per liter, then we won't be able to detect that. With the two or three cases we saw from Sitka, that seems to be below our detection limit.
So far in Sitka, they haven't seen any traces of the virus in the wastewater. Shiloh Williams says two test results have come back so far. That checks out. While the rest of the state's coronavirus infection rates have soared, Sitka's rates have been low this October.
There are labs across the country that are analyzing COVID in wastewater, so it's great that we're able to keep it in state and have a good working relationship with the folks at UAA. And I think it's great that we can help researchers learn more about the virus by doing this study.
Williams says they'll continue testing for COVID-19 at Sitka's wastewater treatment plant through the end of the year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.